When developers use open source libraries, they include them in their products and then they don't really think about the vulnerabilities that are coming through that open source. It becomes a problem for the entire ecosystem. We saw that with Heartbleed, everyone scrambling around trying to patch. Their usage of the SSL library, if you're using open source, you really have to think about it differently. You have to think about it as you're managing something a supplier is delivering to you, but you have to think about, what's the bill of materials of my software? What did the supplier drop off to me? And then I have to make sure that I'm keeping track of vulnerabilities as they come forward in the future and update that. So it's kind of like a car manufacturer's that you know keeping track of all the parts they use in case there's a defect that say airbags and you need to do a replace. It's interesting because modern secure software development has changed because development practices have changed. Modern software development is much more iterative now and much more agile, where things aren't planned out in advance and you have people writing software where they are going from new feature idea to delivering that software in maybe a week or two or even in days, and so modern software security has had to adapt to that. What you need to do is you need to do things in small chunks and iterative ways so that you're threat modeling just that one new feature at a time, sort of on demand. Or are you doing manual penetration testing on just one feature at a time and your automation has to run at the speed of your development pipeline, so that if your development pipeline, you know, building and running your automated tests takes a few minutes, your security testing has to fit into that few minutes too. So this is where we're seeing automated tests get faster and faster, but also operate on smaller and smaller chunks and shifted further and further left. So you're not sure you're working on the little pieces of the application, and it makes it much quicker to get to discovering that vulnerability. So let's talk about shifting left. What does shifting left mean and how do you do it? Shifting left means that you're really becoming part of the development process. And not even just becoming part of the process before we deploy the software, let's run all our security all at once, right before we deploy it. The problem with both of those is you're about ready to deploy your software when you get this big list of things to fix. So obviously that's going to slow things down. So shifting left is trying to discover the vulnerabilities as close to when those vulnerabilities are created as possible. So you would want to be doing automated testing, you know, on a feature branch as a developer, or some developers are working on a feature before it's in that mainline branch when they're designing. Hey, are we done? Here, are we done with this feature?